This is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the third chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip, ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Licinius, ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. John went to all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make the Lord's paths straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Today, we get two great texts from the Gospel of Luke. First, we read responsively Zechariah's song. Zechariah, who is the father of John the Baptizer, sings about the coming birth of the Messiah, Jesus, and the coming birth of Zechariah's own son, John. Then we read our gospel lesson, the beginning of the third chapter of Luke. This also speaks of the coming of the Messiah, speaking of the beginning of Jesus' ministry. So, both of these texts address the coming of the Messiah, the Christ. But even though they address the same topic, they are very different texts from one another. They are even in slightly different languages. The first two chapters of Luke's Gospel are written in a form of Greek that is very similar to what we call the Septuagint, which is the Greek translation of the Hebrew Scriptures, or the Old Testament. And so this song of Zechariah, written in this form of Greek, it is written in this way, and it recalls to us our past, connecting us with the songs and the teachings of our ancestors from the Hebrew Bible. The language that this song is written in draws our attention to the stories of the past. Now, starting in the third chapter of Luke, what we read in our gospel lesson today, the language of this book changes to a slightly different form of Greek, what we call Koine Greek. And this was the language that was commonly used in the first century, in which all of this story of John and Jesus takes place. So the language that Luke uses here in this chapter 3 and for the rest of the gospel, it connects us to the present. It is the language of the present time. These two texts are written in slightly different languages, very different forms of Greek. They're also written in two very different styles. Zechariah's song is a song. It's poetry. It's written in this beautiful prose. And we used it today as our psalm, because like the collection of psalms in the Hebrew Bible, this is a song. And it sounds very similar to other psalms. In fact, if you looked through the book of Psalms, you could find many that sound just like Zechariah's song. This poetry, this music, it again connects us to our history, It is like the songs that our ancestors sang. It speaks of who God is in this eternal way. It is a song that is not necessarily particular to a certain point in history. It feels like the kind of song that God's people could have sung at any time in the past, in the present, or in the future. The way that this responsive reading was written, it draws our attention to the eternal nature of God. It's more about the theory of who God is in all times and in all places. Our gospel lesson, on the other hand, is connected to a very particular time and place. These first few verses of chapter 3, they read like a history report or like a news article. They name all of the major political and religious players of the day in this particular geographic location. The way this text is written, it draws our attention to the here and to the now of John's ministry and Jesus's ministry to come. Far from a song that draws us to the eternal nature of God and connects us to the past and to the future, our gospel lesson, this third chapter of Luke, it tells us that what is to come in the next verses is located in a very particular time and place. These two very different texts approach the same topic, the coming of the Messiah, in very different ways. Our song of Zechariah feels much more theoretical. This could apply to any time in our history or in our future. It's more about our understanding of who God is. Our gospel feels very practical. This is about a particular time and place and the political powers who are at play. This is less about who God is and more about what God does. Our one text seems to approach the coming of the Messiah through theory, and the other text approaches the coming of the Messiah through practice. And both of these texts, both the theory and the practice, are equally important. We cannot live as people of faith without holding both theory and practice together. Our lives as people of faith must be deeply rooted and the theory of who God is. We need to be connected to the faith of our ancestors, the faith of the Jewish people, and the faith of those early Christians and all who came after. We also need to recognize that this faith is not just about the past, and it's not just about us in the present. It's about the future, too. The theory of God, of who God is, that we rely on, that we learn, that we teach, that we preach, that is the faith that our descendants will learn as well. So what we preach, what we teach about our understanding of who God is, informs what the generations who come after us will believe about who God is. So our theory, our biblical studies, our theology, our prayers, our teachings, our preaching, even the words of the songs that we sing in worship, all of this that one might consider more theory than practice, it is all deeply informs who we understand God to be. Our theory matters, as does our practice. The third chapter of Luke situates itself in a very particular time and place, and in a very particular political and religious setting. And it dives right in to the nitty-gritty of how we practice our faith. It dives right into what God is doing in the world. This shift in the gospel shows us that our faith, it cannot just be theoretical. It cannot just be about what we study or believe or speak or sing here at church or within our own homes. It is also about what we do in this particular moment in history. Had John the Baptizer not spoken truth to power in public and political settings, had Jesus not been willing to be executed, accused of the crime of treason, our world would be a very different place. And our faith as Christians might not exist. Our faith is deeply rooted in living our beliefs in practical ways in the public setting. Our faith as Christians is rooted in speaking truth to power and drawing attention to injustice and oppression. Jesus dies on the cross so that for the rest of time, his followers have to look at injustice dead on so that those injustices do not continue. Our faith as Christians is very much about living our faith in practical ways in the public setting by bringing peace, compassion, justice to where there is violence, oppression, prejudice. It is about putting theory into practice. Both of our readings from Luke address the coming of the Messiah, one through theory and one through practice, and they are both equally important because we cannot have theory without practice, and we can't have practice without theory. Without the theory, without the theology of who we believe God to be, our practice can go astray so quickly without being deeply rooted in scripture and history and theology. We find that our own opinions or the greed and the prejudice of the world today start to guide our actions rather than God. And without the practice through which we live our faith in the public setting, our faith is dead. Faith without works is dead. We might have the best theory, the best theology in the world about who God is, but if we don't practice it, if we don't make the world a better place because of our faith, then that faith means very little. So, as we approach the coming of the Messiah at Christmas, we must do so with both theory and practice. We prepare for the coming of Christ by singing songs of faith, by learning from Scripture, by preaching and teaching faithfully about who God is and why God comes to earth as Jesus the Christ. We prepare for the coming of Christ by nurturing and learning this theory, this theology of faith. And we prepare for the coming of Christ by practicing our faith in public settings, by speaking truth to power, by working towards peace, compassion, and justice, wherever there is violence, oppression, or prejudice. We prepare for the coming of Christ by practicing our faith. So, siblings, as we all prepare for Christmas, as we prepare for the coming of Jesus the Christ, we cannot just be theoretical Christians, and we cannot just be practical Christians. We must live our faith both in theory and in practice. Amen.